Hello. Welcome to the Project 119 Bible reading today. I'm Jane Helms, and it's my pleasure to share with you today a passage from Acts, beginning in chapter 21, verse 37, through chapter 22, verse 29. I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. And because today is Sunday, happy Resurrection Day, as we celebrate once again the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Beginning with verse 37. As Paul was about to be taken inside, he said to the commander, "May I have a word with you?" "Do you know Greek?" the commander asked, surprised. "Aren't you the Egyptian who led a rebellion some time ago and took 4,000 members of the assassins out into the desert?" "No," Paul replied, "I am a Jew and a citizen of Tarsus in Cilicia, which is an important city. Please let me speak to these people." The commander agreed, so Paul stood on the stairs and motioned to the people to be quiet. Soon a deep silence enveloped the crowd, and he addressed them in their own language, Aramaic. "Brothers and esteemed fathers," Paul said, "listen to me as I offer my defense." When they heard him speaking in their own language, the silence was even greater. Then Paul said, "I am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia. I was brought up and educated here in Jerusalem under Gamaliel. As his student, I was carefully trained in our Jewish laws and customs. I became very zealous to honor God in everything I did, just like all of you today. And I persecuted the followers of the way, hounding some to death, arresting both men and women, and throwing them in prison. The high priest and the whole council of elders can testify that this is so, for I received letters from them to our Jewish brothers in Damascus, authorizing me to bring the followers of the way from there to Jerusalem in chains to be punished. As I was on the road approaching Damascus about noon, a very bright light from heaven suddenly shone down around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?' 'Who are you, Lord?' I asked. And the voice replied, 'I am Jesus the Nazarene, the one you are persecuting.' The people with me saw the light, but didn't understand the voice speaking to me. I asked, 'What should I do, Lord?' And the Lord told me, 'Get up and go into Damascus, and there you will be told everything you are to do.' I was blinded by the intense light and had to be led by the hand to Damascus by my companions. A man named Ananias lived there. He was a godly man, deeply devoted to the law, and well regarded by all the Jews of Damascus. He came and stood beside me and said, 'Brother Saul, regain your sight.' And at that very moment, I could see him. Then he told me, 'The God of our ancestors has chosen you to know his will and to see the righteous one and hear him speak. For you are to be his witness, telling everyone what you have seen and heard. What are you waiting for? Get up and be baptized. Have your sins washed away by calling on the name of the Lord.' After I returned to Jerusalem, I was praying in the temple and fell into a trance. I saw a vision of Jesus saying to me, 'Hurry, leave Jerusalem, for the people here won't accept your testimony about me.' 'But Lord,' I argued, 'they certainly know that in every synagogue I imprisoned and beat those who believed in you, and I was in complete agreement when your witness Stephen was killed. I stood by and kept the coats they took off when they stoned him.' But the Lord said to me, 'Go, for I will send you far away to the Gentiles.' The crowd listened until Paul said that word. Then they all began to shout, 'Away with such a fellow! He isn't fit to live.' They yelled, threw out their coats, and tossed handfuls of dust into the air. The commander brought Paul inside and ordered him lashed with whips to make him confess his crime. He wanted to find out why the crowd had become so furious. When they tied Paul down to lash him, Paul said to the officer standing there, "Is it legal for you to whip a Roman citizen who hasn't even been tried?" When the officer heard this, he went to the commander and asked, "What are you doing? This man is a Roman citizen." So the commander went over and asked Paul, "Tell me, are you a Roman citizen?" "Yes, I certainly am," Paul replied. "I am too," the commander muttered, "and it cost me plenty." Paul answered, "But I am a citizen by birth." The soldiers who were about to interrogate Paul quickly withdrew when they heard he was a Roman citizen, and the commander was frightened because he had ordered him bound and whipped. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. You know, there's a lot about Paul that is similar to all of us. Devout, devoted, committed Christians. Paul had been educated. Not only had he been educated by Gamaliel, one of the most respected men in the Jewish faith, he was a rabbi. He was present at the stoning of St. Stephen. Not only was he there, he encouraged them. He held their coats while they threw the stones to kill him. He had arrested many believers along his way. And he believed he was doing the right thing. On his journey to Jerusalem, he had been warned numerous times, "Don't go, don't go, don't go." And he went anyway. The Jews were mad, not necessarily because of what he had done, but because he said he was going to take the word to Gentiles. And in his time, the Gentiles were hated and despised by the Jews. And to think that this man who was so educated, so devoted, and such a believer would go and share the good news with Gentiles. So where does that put us? If God can use Paul, Saul, can he use us? Certainly. God can use us wherever we are, whoever we are, whatever we are, to share his good news to those who others might see as unworthy, as the Jews felt about the Gentiles. It is our responsibility as believers to take the good news and to go. We're to go into our neighborhoods. We're to go into the places that we go every day, where we encounter people who do not know Jesus and who do not know the good news. It's not easy. Look at what Paul faced. It's not easy to talk to, especially people that we know and are important to us and in our lives, about the good news if they don't believe. The strength that Paul had came from God. And that's where we'll get our strength to do the same, to share the good news about the resurrected Jesus Christ. Would you join me in prayer? Father God, please be with us each and every day as we walk this earth. Father, everywhere we look, there are people who are unchurched, who don't know the good news, who don't know about your amazing grace. Father, I pray that you would give us the words and your message that we need to share to others every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.